In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
The hero that we need, Steve Newell, with all the TV suggestions that we could ever wish for.
Good Lord, you're too kind, and also that remains to be seen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Steve. Hope your day hasn't been too much of a shock.
It's been a bit weird, but, you know, we just do it, eh?
Not my fault, you know, that kind of thing.
How about you guys?
Some frantic sort of work situations going on at home, you know, scrambling to rearrange things, but I guess we're getting there.
Pretty fun, able to scooter the streets of Auckland on the way into BFM and just kind of get the lay of the land. I should sort of do a bit of PSA. There's a huge queue to this St. Luke's testing station. Massive, like in cars right around the corner to the main road, so maybe steer clear from that one. But the inner city one, like just off Queen Street, right at the top of Queen Street there's like a doctor's thing, you can get tested there, and there's only like four or five people queued up there, like humans, not in cars. So there you go, diversify your testing situations.
Very good. I am as yet not in need of a test, so
that's good.
That's my pleasing news for myself and for everyone that's just heard that news.
Now, Steve, what have you been watching?
Well, John, there's a few different things that spring to mind as we have a lockdown life, but the very first thing I did last night was go back to my old bloody watch list and start going, what's something that I've had lying around for ages but haven't watched? And I think for those of us, well, for those of you that are as disorganized as I am, we kind of get used to seeing those tiles just sitting there for ages in our Netflix or our Shudder or whatnot. So last night I finally got around to watching One Cut of the Dead, which is a fantastic and came highly recommended Japanese zombie film on Shudder.com. I had a very good time. Premise of the film is that it's a zombie, opens with a zombie film being shot in one continuous take, but the zombie film is itself beset by actual zombies.
Okay.
And then some other weird stuff happens, and I found this very enjoyable. I think what I'm probably going to do over the next few days is just keep chipping away at these things that I've just had, just get really used to seeing them sitting there in the streaming. But what I also need to do, having watched just the first two episodes, is really pick up on the remainder of a new local drama, The Panthers, which is a dramatization of the rise of the Polynesian Panthers in the 1970s. As we would know from the news and the recent government apology for the Dawn Raids, it's a time of massive anti-Pacific Island racism in New Zealand. And the rise of one Robert Muldoon, who we meet in this show, really well played by Roy Billing. He's got Muldoon's chuckle down pat. I don't, so I won't try and do a Muldoon laugh. But you know, everyone probably has a bit of an ear for that out there. We meet Sir Rob when the main character Will goes to take a slash, and he finds himself at a urinal next to a future Prime Minister of New Zealand, who the first dialogue of his is, "Nice stream you got there, mate. Nice stream. That's healthy."
Don't talk to me when I'm going to the bathroom, please, by the way. Everyone out there, just like a low-key, eyes front, mind your beeswax on that one.
Absolutely. And, you know, any conversation's bad conversation, but no need to
totally
check out what I'm up to.
No one's got the time. You don't know where I'm at in my stream as well.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, so hopefully it's just from prime ministers that behave like that and not people we run into out and about.
No, it's a real thing.
I've really enjoyed the show. It starts it's right off the bat. You can kind of tell it's not just a normal sort of made-for-TV, by-the-numbers series. It opens with Troy Kingy on the piano, Diggy Dupe emceeing, and kind of serving as almost like, it's a bit Spike Lee, really. Like, it's a bit like a Spike Lee version of a Greek chorus setting up the show, and songs kind of come back in to comment on what's happening on screen. But really what it's mostly about is a 19-year-old Tongan man who starts to set up a group to push back against the cops and against the systemic racism of Auckland at the time. Another reason why it's quite interesting is it's heading up to the Toronto International Film Festival next month.
Oh.
And that sort of had me thinking about how something like this sits in the international context, because...
Export quality?
Absolutely. And having just mentioned Spike Lee, you know, there's something probably very interesting from an American point of view, watching Polynesians learn from black revolutionaries in the United States and apply those lessons to their backyard. A backyard where cops have really daggy uniforms and moustaches, drive Bedford vans, but are still really prone to beating the shit out of people. Mm. For those of you in Auckland who probably comprise a good proportion of the listening audience at the moment, it's not only a fascinating glimpse back to Ponsonby 50 years ago, when Ponsonby was a place where middle-class white police officers did not want to be, and houses were run down, kind of a bit slumlordy. The challenges of shooting the show and finding run-down villas in Auckland City in the 21st century must have been substantial. There's been a couple that I've recognised already. It's like, you know how there's a you kind of know there's one or two run-down houses in each sort of central city suburb.
Right.
Boy, do those get supporting roles in this TV show.
You know, it's actually funny you mention that, because a friend of ours has a place and they live in sort of a standalone villa. And I wouldn't say it's like super run-down, but it's just, it has a very like basic appeal to it, you know, like old school. And yeah, she got approached about that, but they didn't actually follow up. But they, you know, people cased out the backyard and they said they'd need it for like 2 weeks. And so I wonder if that's in that zone.
Yeah, maybe. There's definitely some... it's interesting when you see a place, you recognise that there's a sequence that takes place in the town hall where Rob Muldoon is giving a political speech and some of the Panthers sneak in to be a bit disruptive. And they're shot entering the town hall from the Altea Square side, which, as you know, you can see the wonderful ship pile, which is the Sky City Cinemas, and you can see a nicely refurbished Altea Square. Well, in the show, they've obviously had to shoot very tight angles because it's supposed to just be 1971 out there.
Mm-hmm.
I found that quite entertaining. So the Panthers, this is up in its entirety on TVNZ On Demand. There's a fantastic soundtrack, which is on Spotify. In fact, there's some on the BFM playlist at the moment, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So you should check that out. And other things that are on my radar, there's a fantastic film called Jacob's Wife, which comes to Shudder tomorrow, I believe. This is a kind of classic American, modern American vampire film. It stars genre queen Barbara Crampton, and it's the tale of a maybe like 50, 60-something preacher's wife who gets into a bit of the inadvertent becoming a vampire situation. And this is just a really great, but not exceeding its ability, vampire pick that I had a really good time watching. So keep an eye out for that one. But I think do the Panthers, tidy up your bloody queues. I'm looking forward to knocking a few things else offline. And as kind of good luck, more than good planning would have it, I spent yesterday morning sprucing up a list of what I reckon the best 50 films on Netflix are over on flicks.co.nz.
Ooh.
Hit publish, and then a couple of hours later, suddenly we found out about lockdown. So I'm not capitalising on any of our situations, mm-hmm. but I am promoting myself nonetheless.
Is it up currently?
Yeah, just turn over to flicks.co.nz and you'll find it on the front page.
Sweet. Awesome, Steve. All right, well, back to the couch and back to watching some TV.
Yeah, indeed. And what I'm hearing is that we should all keep our fingers crossed that a American dating reality show, F-Boy Island, comes our way. If you have any means of getting hands on that, it sounds like you should. Might just be the best 10 episodes of the year, especially if you're just twiddling your thumbs at home.
All right. Nice one, Steve. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Bloody good.
Yeah.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.